We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of the podcast called The Dictionary. You are listening to me literally read the dictionary bit by bit. I should be done around the year January 20, what did I figure out? 2036, I think, or 2035, something like that. All right, you don't care about that. You care about the words. Excuse me. The first word is barren. B-A-R-R-E-N. It is the first form. It is an adjective from the 13th century. 1. Not reproducing, as A. Incapable of producing offspring, used especially of females or matings. So not of males, just females or matings? Okay. Now we have, 1B. Not yet or not recently pregnant. 1C. Habitually failing to fruit. 2. Not productive, as, 2a, producing little or no vegetation. Synonym is desolate, as in barren deserts. Not barren deserts, because that would mean there are no deserts, and that would make me very sad. 2b, producing inferior crops, as in barren soil. 3. Unproductive of results or gain, as in, synonym is fruitless, as in a barren scheme. 3. Synonyms are devoid and lacking, often used with the word of, as in barren of excitement. 4. Lacking interest or charm, as in a barren routine. 5. Lacking inspiration or ideas, as in a barren mind. That is exactly how I would describe my mind. Synonym at the end says, see the word bare, B-A-R-E. Barrenly is an adverb, and barrenness is a noun. And let's see, this is from Middle English, barren, from Anglo-French, barren, perhaps of Celtic origin, akin to the, what is M-W? Middle, let's see, hold on a second. Just wait, we're almost there. M-W is Middle Welsh. We're going to put my pen there in case I need to go back to that page. Middle Welsh. And so that word is Brynar, B-R-Y-N-A-R, and that means fallow land. Fallow is F-A-L-L-O-W. Now we have the second form of barren. It is a noun from 1651. One is plural. An extent of usually level land having an inferior growth of trees or little vegetation. 2, a tract of barren land. Next we have barrette, B-A-R-R-E-T-T-E. It is a noun from 1901, a clip or bar for holding hair in place. And this is French. It is a diminutive of the word bar, B-A-R-R-E, although maybe pronounced slightly differently, which means bar. When we came across that word bar with an E, it was typically used for like a ballerina bar. All right, now we have barricade. It is the first form. It is a verb from 1592, and I think it's just transitive. 1, to block off or stop up with a barricade, as in barricade a street. 2, to prevent access to by means of a barricade. So I'm curious, because you may have guessed the second form of barricade is a noun. So I'm curious how they decide which one goes first. Does the noun go first? Does the verb go first? Is it whichever one is used more? I don't know. But the second form of barricade is a noun from 1642. 1A. An obstruction or rampart thrown up across a way or passage to check the advance of the enemy. 1B, We have the 1A definition for the word barrier. Number two, we have the, what is this saying? We have the 3 definition for the word barrier, and we also have the synonym obstacle. Number 3 is plural, a field of combat or dispute. Next we have barricado, B-A-R-R-I-C-A-D-O. This is a noun from 1590. It is archaic, and we have the synonym barricade. Barricado or barricado is also a verb, a transitive verb, and it is also archaic. Now we have barrier. It is a noun from the 14th century. 1A, something material that blocks or is intended to block passage, as in highway barriers. Also as in a barrier contraceptive. 1B, a natural formation or structure that prevents or hinders movement or action, as in geographic barriers to species dissemination. Also as in barrier beaches. And also as in, again, drugs that cross the placental barrier. Number 2 is plural and often capitalized. A medieval war game in which combatants fight on foot with a fence or railing between them. 3. Something immaterial that impedes or separates. Synonym is obstacle. As in, behavioral barrier, or barriers. Also as in, trade barriers. Next is barrier island. It is 2 words. Noun from 1943. A long, broad, sandy island lying parallel to a shore that is built up by the action of waves, currents, and winds, and that protects the shore from the effects of the ocean. Next is barrier reef, 2 words, noun from 1805. A coral reef roughly parallel to a shore and separated from it usually by a lagoon. Next is barring, B-A-R-R-I-N-G. It is a preposition from the 15th century, excluding by exception, and a synonym is excepting. Now we have barrio, B-A-R-R-I-O. It is a noun from 1833. 1. A ward, quarter, or district of a city or town in a Spanish-speaking country. Number 2. A Spanish-speaking quarter or neighborhood in a city or town in the U.S., especially in the Southwest. This is Spanish from the Arabic word. I think that's Arabic and not Arabian. Let's see. A-R. It is, yes, Arabic. This is from the Arabic word bari, which is of the open country, from bar, B-A-R-R, which means outside or open country. Now we have barrister. It is a noun from the 15th century. A counsel admitted to plead at the bar and undertake the public trial of causes in an English superior court. Compare to the word solicitor. And let's see, the etymology says it's from the Middle English barrister, which is from bar, which means bar, plus stir, S-T-E-R. It says as in legister, which means lawyer. So they took the last part of the word that means lawyer and combined it with bar because they think they have to go up to the bar to talk to the judge or whoever, and that's how they got barrister. Next we have barroom. It is a noun from 1797. Let's see, a room or establishment whose main feature is a bar for the sale of liquor. And of course that got shortened to bar. Now we have barrow. It is the first form noun from before the 12th century. 1. Synonyms are mountain and mound, used only in the names of hills in England. Okay. Number 2. A large mound of earth or stones over the... my voice got a little raspy there for a second. Let's try number 2 again. Number 2, a large mound of earth or stones over the remains of the dead. Synonym is tumulus or tumulus, T-U-M-U-L-U-S. Good thing I'm almost done with this episode. This is from Middle English, berg, from Old English, björg, which is akin to the Old High German, berg, which means mountain, from the Sanskrit, birhant, which means high. Now we have the second form of barrow. It is a noun from before the 12th century. A male hog castrated before sexual maturity. That sucks. Third form of barrow, noun from before the 12th century. 1A, synonym is hand barrow. 1B, synonym is wheelbarrow. What's the difference between those two? Number two, a cart with a shallow box body, two wheels, and shafts for pushing it. This is from the Middle English beru, from Old English berwe. I don't know how to say that word. Akin to the Old English baron, which means to carry, and there's more at the word bear, B-E-A-R. Now we have barrow boy, two words, noun from 1939. It is British, and the synonym is costermonger. That's all one long word. Now we have bar sinister, two words. It is a noun from 1823. One, a heraldic charge held to be a mark of bastardy. Or bastardy? Bastardy, I think, is the word. Number two, the fact or condition of being of illegitimate birth. Such an interesting word or phrase. I feel like I want to look more into that one. Next is Bart, capital B-A-R-T. It is not Bart Simpson, I'm sorry. It is an abbreviation for baronet. And last word for this episode is bartender, B-A-R-T-E-N-D-E-R. It is a noun from 1836, a person who serves drinks at a bar. And bartend is an intransitive verb. So, the word of the episode is going to be bar sinister, because I thought that was just a very fascinating word or phrase. So, that was the end of page 100. Yay, I'm celebrating because I finished 100 pages. But that doesn't really mean much. What do I want to say? I actually meant to say this at the beginning of this episode. Yesterday, daylight savings time starts, so I hope that you didn't screw up your clock. I guess smartphones help us with that these days. I still think we should get rid of daylight savings time. It's so stupid and archaic. Anyway, I think I heard it was not actually for farmers that it was caused or that it was started. In fact, farmers have been pushing to get rid of it. It was started, I don't remember the details, but it had something to do with money. Surprise, surprise. That was 100 pages. That's amazing. I am sitting here in a hotel room feeling like I want to fall asleep, but it is only 3:15 and I have to work for another 7 hours. All right, thank you very much for listening. I hope you are enjoying this as much as I am. I hope you tell your friends, tell your enemies, go write a review on Apple Podcasts. Even if you're not listening on Apple, go over there somehow and write a review. Give me a 5-star review. And if you want, give me some negative comments or constructive criticism. But you know, I want to get this out there, and that helps a lot. And, you know, write me an email, send me a message on some sort of platform. The episode description has all that info. Thank you very much and goodbye.